listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Victorians are being warned there's not much cash to splash in today's state budget. Premier Jacinta Allen says there'll be some cost of living relief, but difficult decisions will need to be made.
Our budget will be making, alongside focused on families, making sensible and disciplined decisions that are focused on supporting Victorians into the future.
Opposition leader John Pesciuto is hoping there's more to that promise than words.
People have been punished enough. Let's start seeing some light at the end of the tunnel so that we can start seeing real relief, not just token measures that will give people some very brief respite from burgeoning taxes and higher fees and charges.
The member for Mildura has delivered the budget wish list for her electorate. Jade Benham has told the Sunraysia Daily that she wants to see the region's road maintenance budget increased by 20% and 30 new emergency beds for the Mildura Base Hospital. In other news, a collaboration between Bendigo TAFE and Delkaya Health in Castlemaine will soon be bearing fruit. A $4 million slab of funding from the state government will see a new health and learning hub built within a renovated hospital wing, helping students in allied health, nursing and aged care. Member for Bendigo West Marie Edwards says there's a big skill shortage in local health services that needs addressing.
So this is really important to make sure we have workforce capacity, but it's also important and really beneficial to regional students who might want to study locally and stay locally for their employment there after they've completed their courses.
In basketball, the Mildura Heat men scored back-to-back wins over the weekend in the Big V competition. Playing on the road, they beat Collingwood by 11 points on Saturday night and Melton by 14 on Sunday arvo. Meantime, the Heat women lost to Collingwood by 6 points and won against Coburg by 24 points.